and listen to what the Lord is telling us in these days.
Kwithuba futhi elimnandi ukuthi sike sihlale silalele lokhu uNkulunkulu akukhuluma kithi kule insuku.
For us, it's a change. We've never experienced something like this, and I'll maybe never experience it again, where you need to speak to people that you don't see.
Kithina kuyinto engajwayelekile esiqalayo nqa ukuhlangabezana nayo. Mhlawumbe futhi ngesiphinde sihlangabezane nayo la kudinga ukuthi ukhulume nabantu ongababoni.
But that is when the Lord puts you aside and he wants to speak to you personally.
Kodwa kuyilapho la uNkulunkulu ekuthathe ekubeka eceleni ngoba efuna ukukhuluma nawe ngqo.
He wants to speak to you and wants to speak to your family.
Ufuna ukuthi akhulume nawe, akhulume nomndeni wakho futhi.
Because that's where it starts.
Ngoba kuqala lapho.
Let us pray.
Asithandaze.
Our Heavenly Father.
Babethu sezulwini.
Thank you for sending your only begotten son.
Siyabonga ukuba uthumele indodana yakho ezelwe yodwa.
Because you loved us.
Ngoba ubusithanda.
You cared for us.
Usinakekele.
That's why you sent him.
Ingakho Nkosi wamthumela.
And Lord, may we grasp this mystery even in a greater way, deeper way than ever before.
Nkosi kwangathi singayibamba le mfihlakalo siyibambisise ngokujula ngendlela singakaze sibambe ngayo ngaphambili.
Lord, as we listen to your word, be with us.
Siyacela Nkosi salalele izwi lakho ube ube nathi.
Make it alive.
Lenze Nkosi ukuba liphile.
Make it and create that has meaning and life within us.
Wenze Nkosi ukuba libe nencazelo libe ukuphila kithini.
Now we pray that as we're going to break the bread of life, as it was broken during the Easter time, may that bread create life in us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba sesizohlephula manje sinkwe sokuphila. Njoba sahleshulo nangesikhathi sephasika ukuba Nkosi wangathi lesinkwa singaba ukuphila kithi.
And through that holy sacred blood, that it might work in and within us as it should.
Kuba Nkosi ngalelo gazi elingcwele licwengisisiwe ukuba lisebenze kithina ngaphakathi kwethu ngaleyo ndlela Nkosi kumele lisebenze ngayo.
Lord, be with your children wherever they are across the world. Be with them in that sitting room, wherever they find themselves, and be in their midst. Make it in such a way that they will experience you being there.
Nkosi, siyacela ukuba ukhulume nabantwana bakho umhlaba wonke jikelele labehleli khona noma besema-sitting room noma kuphi ube khona Nkosi kuleyo ndawo usebenze.
Now we pray that you would open your word to us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba uluvule izwi lakho kithini.
Thus we ask in the name of him who died and rose again.
Nkosi, siyacela lokhu ngegama lalowo owasifela wavuka futhi.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll read out of Matthew chapter 26.
Siyafunda encwadini kaMathewu isahluko samashumi amabili nesithupha.
It's a well-known portion, but I'd like to talk about it this morning.
Indaba ejwayelekile yaziwayo nokho ngithanda ukuba ngikhulume ngayo namhlanje.
Although the Lord was already crucified by this time, but I'd like just to go a little bit back and see what led up to it.
Nakuba ngalesi sikhathi sanamhlanje Inkosi yayisibethele kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ke sihlehle sithi ukubuka kancane.
Verse 36.
Sifunda kusweli verse
36. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he told his disciples, "Sit down here while I go yonder and pray."
Khona uJesu wafika nabe endaweni ethiwa iGethsemane wathi kubafundi, "Hlalani lapha ngisaya kukhuleka laphaya."
Taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to show grief and distress of mind and was deeply depressed.
Wathatha uPetru namadodana amabili kaZebedeu waqala ukuba nomunyu nosizi.
It's interesting that he took three of his own with him, not all of them, only three.
Three
has a meaning in God's word. Are you amongst those three? Then he said to them, "My soul is very sad and deeply grieved, so that I'm almost dying of sorrow. Stay here, keep awake, keep watch with me."
Kona wathi kubo umphefumulo wami ulusizi kakhulu ukuze kube sekufeni. Hlalani lapha nilinde kanye nami.
And go a little bit further, he threw himself upon the ground on his face, read. He threw himself. Just imagine it. And he prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but as your will and desire."
Waqhubeka inqosana, wawa ngobuso bakhe, wakhuleka. Wawa ngobuso ukubambe lokho. Wakhuleka wathi, "Baba, uma kungenzeka, akudlule kimi lesitsha. Nokho kungabi nje ukuba ngithanda mina.
And he came to his disciples, found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "What? Are you so utterly unable to stay awake and keep watch with me for 1 hour?"
He says, "Akubafunda, bafumana belele." Wathi kuPetru, "Kanti beningelinde nami ihora libe linye na?"
"All of you must keep awake and watch and pray that you may not come into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Lindani nikhuleke ukuba ningangene ekulingweni. Umoya uyavuma kepha inyama ibuthakathaka.
Again, a second time he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass by unless I drink it, your will be done."
Wabuye waya ngokwesibili wakhuleka wathi, "Baba, uma lesitsha singedlule kimi ngingasiphuzanga."
And again he found them sleeping, for their eyes were weighed down with sleep.
So
leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, using the same words. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking rest? Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of especially wicked
sinners."
"Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." The last few hours of our Lord Jesus Christ were very difficult. We see that he took three of his own with him to be with him, to comfort him in this time. The Lord has need of us in this time. He wants us to be with him. He wants to use us. But this was a difficult time. The Bible even says he was filled with grief and distress. He says, "My very soul, I'm very sad and deeply grieved. I'm almost dying of sorrow."
Kwakuyisikhathi esinzima lesi iBhayibheli liyasitshela ukuthi waba nomunyu nosizi.
You can, in those few words, understand and grasp, maybe humanly, what he went through.
Kalamazwi nje ambalwa amancane usungabamba uqonde ngokobuntu ukuthi wayesebunzimeni naso sizini olungakanani.
And it was at that time that he needed his own, must I say, the most. The Lord has need of you now. He needs you in his kingdom to work. But maybe you are busy.
Not sleeping,
physically sleeping, but with your own plans and ideas. Here we find he went with three of his disciples. He prayed three times and he woke up the disciples three times.
And
biblically, three represents a wholeness, a completeness, and perfection. The number three was used to put a divine stamp of completion or fulfillment on the subject.
Ukusetshenziswa kokuthathu kwakuveza ukuze kukhonjiswe ukupheleliswa nokugcwaliswa
And so for me, that's it grasped me to say, listen, three is of utmost importance.
What
the Lord did was perfect. How many times hasn't God spoken to you already? How many times hasn't He come to you? And how do you know that your three times is over yet? The Lord has reason for everything, and if we are slow at it, and we take it lightly, friends, the time maybe will come when He leave you sleeping.
Three
times he prayed. And he said, "Oh Lord, Father, may this cup pass by." Three times he went and he woke his disciples. The Bible stipulates exactly what was happening. Don't take it lightly when the Lord speaks to you. Don't think it'll just speaking, it'll pass by. Maybe your chance will pass by. And you know what? After that third time, the Lord said, "Let's go." The devil, Satan, will have his way now. The devil often troubles us, and he often gets us because we don't listen. We don't see the significance when the Lord speaks to us, and maybe he's spoken more than three times to your life concerning that thing.
Satan has told like a ning and now would see as laleli.
We must heed his warnings. These days I was working. And I got into the machine I was working with. As I got out of the car, suddenly my thumb got hold into the door.
And I've never
long last experienced it, but it was very sore. But you know what? Immediately I knew God was speaking to me. You see, I knew God was saying something to me. You understand? Are you there? When God touches your life, whatever way He does it, don't take it, it's just a mistake, or it's just, it happened. I said to some of my people these days, I said that those mistakes happen, is it normal? Must they happen? Why? You see? You seek the answer with the Lord. There are mistakes that will happen. As you are born, you die. So, but when you are born, you ask the Lord, "Lord, why? What do you want me to do in this earth, in this on your world and in your earth?" Why did you create me? And when before you die, you must make sure that you are right with your Lord. Three times the Lord prayed. He fell onto the ground. Can you imagine such a prayer? Can you imagine such a wrestling with God? That's why maybe our life is shallow as it is. Because that's my life. I don't fall face down on the ground. I just take my time, whatever it may be. But the Lord prayed. and he pleaded with his father. He pleaded with him.
Jesu wakhuleka emnxusa emncenga ubaba.
Said, if father, if this thing could just pass by, you hear? That was the easy way out. That was a naturally way out. But he said, may your will be done.
Ethi baba, uma bekungadlula lokhu, bekuyona indlela elule yokuphunyuka kulento, kodwa uthi baba, mayenziwe intando yakho.
He learned to bow.
Afunda ukuthoba.
The Bible says we learn obedience through things that we suffer and go through.
IBhayibheli lithi siyafunda ukulalela ngezinto esingena kuzo nangenhlupheko esingena kuzo.
That's how you learn. If you want to learn, if you have an ear to listen when it comes to you three times.
Sifunda kanjalo uma ngabe ufuna ukulalela uma unendlebe yokuzwa uma kufike kuwena kathathu.
But the Lord bowed and submitted to his Father in heaven. Even when it cost him his life. Abraham experienced that when he had to offer his only son he had. Think of it.
Abraham nayo wahlangabezana nakho kunjalo. Lapho kudinga ukuthi anikele ngendodana yakhe yodwa.
No wonder God could use them.
Akumangazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu
wamsebenzisa.
They knew how to listen. Umuntu umbela lalele.
In a certain time in our life, we went through an experience.
Kunesikhathi empilweni yethu esahlangana nokuthize.
And then we were told.
Sase siyatshela.
If somebody tells you to jump, then don't argue. Don't go against it. You're
going
to only hurt yourself. The reaction must be, how high must I jump? You understand?
Kodwa sibuze nje ukuthi ngigcume ngize ngifike kuphi wenze lokho okutshelwa ungalokhu ubuza imibuzo.
Many mistakes, many sins are committed in our lives. And many things go wrong in our lives because we follow our own will.
Amaphutha amaningi ayenzeka izinto eziningi zenze ngoba thina silandele yethu intando.
That's why we are taught in this world.
Ingakho sifundiswa.
We are taught to do, to become something. We are never or very few times taught, bow, listen, submit, and be obedient.
Kukancane lasifundiswa khona ukuthi lalela, thoba, wenze lokho okutshelwayo.
Think back, maybe of things, sins, mistakes you have made. And why? Because you follow your own hard head.
Awucabangisisi ubheke emuva, izono owangena kuzo, amaphutha owenza ukuthi ngani na. Mhlawumbe ingoba ulandela ikhanda lakho eliqinile.
There is a saying which says, Menschenwille ist sein Königreich. The will of man is his kingdom.
Kukhona isisho esishiwoyo esithi, intando yomuntu umbuso wakhe.
And that's why when you hear God's word, you translate it into your own will, your own way, instead of bowing and submitting to the holy will of God.
Ingakho mawuzwi izwi laNkulunkulu, wena ufuna ukulihumusha ngeyakho indlela kunokuba uthobe wenze intando kaNkulunkulu.
But your own hard head will cause you a lot of anguish, great distress. You know it. Look back. You know it. You look back and then you see, but you know what? It's all in vain because I followed my own inclination, my own desires.
Kodwa lokho kuba ngintamo olukhuni kuzokudalela usizi, kukudalela inhlungu. Uma ubuka emuva ubona ukuthi akukusizi ngalutho, uyilahla wena osizini.
And friends, then a darkness comes. Then confusion comes. A distress comes, not like the Lord. A distress comes, and there you sit. And the Lord, does he still come and speak to you? I'm asking you.
Besake sihlobo sekuqala ngena ubumnyama kungena usizi kubanzima uNkulunkulu sakhuluma inawo makunjalo ngiyabuza.
How great must that darkness see if those eyes are blind? When those eyes are blind, how great must that distress, that darkness be?
Uma lawo mehlo engabona impumputhe ubumnyama kumele kube ngakanani bebukhulu kangakanani.
That's why you teach a child. That's why Reverend Stegan often preached here. Bend that will of that child before it's 3 years old.
Igakho uma ufundisa ingane ube kusho njalo ubaba umfundisi uStegen ethi iphule intando yengane ingakabi neminyaka emithathu.
Break that will.
Uphule intando yayo.
Why?
Ngani na?
It learns to bow.
Ngoba ifunda ukuthoba.
Many hate discipline.
Abaningi bayakuzonda ukuqondisa.
Many people have spoken about me and the discipline I've had.
Abantu abaningi bakhulume ngami nangokuqondisa obenginakho.
But, friends, great are the rewards if a person listens to that discipline, whoever it may be.
Kodwa sihlobo, meningi umkhulu umvuzo umuntu awuthola umelalela lokho kuyalo noqondiswa.
And here was the Lord giving way to the will of the Father in heaven.
La uJesu simthola la ethobele vumela intando kaBaba osezulwini.
That alone of bowing must have done something inside him, must have encouraged him and strengthened him.
Lokho kukodwa nje lokho okuthoba cishe kwamgqugquzela kwamnikeza amandla.
Great is a fight for you to bow, but when you've bowed, great is the joy, great is the strength that comes from it.
Inkulu impo obhekana nayo ukuze ulalele uyithobe. Kodwa uma usukwenzile lokho, mkhulu umvuzo, amandla wazuzayo.
And the Lord then went to his disciples after he prayed the first time.
Jesu wayeseya kubafundi bakhe emva kokuthi ekhuleke okokuqala.
And he said, "Can't you watch with me for 1 hour?"
Uthi beningelinde yini nami ihora libe linye na.
He instructed them.
Ube bayalile.
And then he left and went back, prayed for the second time.
Wayesebashiya wahamba yokhuleka kwesibili.
And then he came back the second time to his disciples.
Wabuya ngokwesibili kubafundi bakhe.
You know what? You know what? He left them.
Abashiya.
He left them sleeping.
Abashiya belele.
Think of it. The Lord leaves you sleeping. And the greatest need, not even the greatest need in your normal life. He comes, maybe he says, "I've spoken. I have spoken. Remember what I've said to you. What must I else say to you?"
How come uJesu efika kuwe akushiyulele mhlawumbe nesidingo mhlawumbe kuzwana isidingo esikhulu impilo yakho ejwayelekile akushiyulele ethi ngikhulumile nawe sekumele ngithini manje.
You know, it's the hardest when somebody looks at you and he doesn't say a word, because you know what he wants, you know what he's saying.
Yona into elikhulu le uma umuntu efika kuwe angakhulumi lutho kodwa wena uyazi ukuthi khona okwenzile khona ongahambanga
kahle. Blessed is that father when he looks at his children, they understand what he says and they do.
Ubusisiwe lo baba othi mayibuka izingane zakhe zimbuke nje ziqonde ukuthi ubaba ufuna.
No, you've got to convince. You've got to speak to them. You've got to plead with them. Don't go into the bucky. Don't do this. They should see your eyes what they say.
Kodwa nadinga ukuthi ubancenge ubatshethe, hayi bo, ningangeni emotweni ningakwenza ukuthi ngoba ngeke baqonde uma ungakhulumanga.
And then he left them.
Abashiya.
He came back the third time.
Wabuya kwesithathu.
And then he said to them, "Come, wake up. Wake up now, the hour is at hand."
Usethi kubo manje vukani selifikile
ihora. The hour is at hand.
Ihora selithandwe.
The time has come.
Isikhathi sesifikile.
What a shock.
What
a shock must have been for them.
What did they feel? Bezwani.
What did they experience?
Bahlangabezana
na. They had slept.
Babeqonda bazi ukuthi balalile.
And now suddenly, this, so to say, evil upon them.
Kodwa manje naku singathi naku kubi sekungaphezu kwabo.
Have you woken up from your spiritual sleep?
Usuvukile yini wena ebuthongweni bakho
bomoya? Have you woken up? I mean, that you see and understand. It's one thing to listen and say it's wonderful. It's another thing to listen and understand and do.
Usuphapheme yini wabona waqonda hayi ukuthi ubone nje bese ubabaze kodwa uqonde bese uyakwenza kumele uwenze.
Oh, for the grace of God that wakes us up, that doesn't give up on our sinful lives.
Uyisimanga lo musa kaNkuluNkulu osivusayo ongasishiyisilele esonweni.
What would we be without that grace? Without that perseverance of our Lord with our lives? Where would we be?
Kabe sikuphi ngaphandle kwalo musa, ngaphandle kwalokho kubekezela inkosi isibikezelele iphikelela.
But how wonderful, how sweet when the Lord Jesus speaks to you. When he speaks to you, through his word, through whatever it may be.
Kodwa kumnandi kangakanani.
And then Christ, through the second time, or the first time he came, he taught them a lesson.
He taught
them a life's lesson.
And
he said to them, watch and pray.
That
was in the deepest sense of the word when it was most difficult. This was the watchword of the early Christians in Jerusalem. This was their watchword.
And
the Lord said, I want you to understand. He says, the flesh is weak. It does what you don't want to do. That's what Paul said.
He says,
but the Spirit is willing.
He said,
you're prepared to die with me.
You
are prepared to go with me to the end.
That's in you.
But he says, be careful. Take heed. The flesh is weak. Don't give place to it. Many people don't understand it. They don't understand that the flesh is weak. You need to be utter careful. But by God's grace, you conquer it. You live above it. When the revival started, with Reverend Stegen and with those that were with him, this was the thing they'd learned from the beginning. As far as I can recall, I can make a mistake. One day, while they were together, suddenly a board appeared on the wall. And on it was written, watch and pray. Watch and pray. You must learn. To watch is to learn. To take note of how the devil works. Of how he attacks you. And if I believe with all my heart that those Christians from that day on, from when the revival started in Mapumulu up till today, if it wasn't for these three words, I wonder where we would have been today. Where would we have been if there wouldn't have been a people that knew how what it means to watch and pray? You and I maybe would have been gone long time. Now the Lord is teaching us the same message. When it's the most difficult, watch and pray. When things go well, and you're high in the clouds, and you're thanking God, watch and pray. Because often, that's the most dangerous time. That's when we let our guards, We lower our guards.
Koba isona skati lapes kaba ingozi. Lasteki sakona skululega.
And the Lord said, you know why you watch and pray?
Because
of temptation.
Kumelenlin and tanda azutingailingo.
You see? Many people say, but why you always preach about sin? Temptation, there are different types. But the worst one is the temptation to sin. And all temptation, if you're not careful, leads to sin.
Abantu abaningi bathi ngani khulunywa ngesono njalo isono ingoba uma kufika izilingo izono izilingo eziningi ziyokholela esonweni.
In Luke, the Lord warned his disciples.
Encwadini kaLuke uJesu yabaxwayisa
abafundi bakhe.
Awulalele uthi
uthi. He said to his disciples,
uthi kubafundi bakhe,
temptation to sin are sure to come.
Uthi izilingo eziholele esonweni.
They are sure to come. Don't be misled. Don't go follow your own brain. Temptation will come. But he says, but woe through whom they come. Because man can also tempt you in certain things and in many, many things. Friends, you know what's the one of the worst? Is when people speak to you. And they say something about somebody else. And you are tempted and you believe it. Maybe it's a person that you honored, that you respected. He said something about others, which he hasn't got the guts to say before them. But he says it, and what does he do? He tempts those listeners, and those listeners are foolish enough not to watch and pray.
Eve
was tempted in the same way, but it went wrong. She was said, I'll open your eyes. When that person speaks to you, I'll open your eyes concerning that and that person, concerning this and that, what's happened. I'm opening your eyes. But great is that darkness which you fall into. That's why he even taught his disciples. In our Lord's prayer, he taught them about this one issue, of one of these issues, and that was when we are tempted. And you know, the Lord maybe knew when he looked at his disciples. He knew how they are. He knew where they are. He knew what they can be up to. And he said, listen, you will be tempted, even if you all forsake me, but come back.
UJesu mhlawumbe wayazi ngesikhathi ekhuluma nabafundi eqonda ukuthi kuzowenzakalani ukuthi noma ngabe saningiflathele nonke kodwa nobuya.
I'll come back to that point later.
Zobuyela kulelo point ekuhambeni kwesikhathi.
Humans are like this.
Abantu banje.
When they see the dark cloud,
they
see the cloud.
They
see the storm. But you know there are others that see the silver lining around that cloud.
If
there's a cloud, it looks like silver on the outside, like a shine, you understand. That's where it comes, silver lining. You always see the good in something.
Never
yield to discouragement, no matter how sorely you are pressed.
When you see
your own self, when you see your own shortcomings, then you can get discouraged and say, but what's happened? Will it work with me?
But
never given to that. The Lord made a way for all of us. Because he says, with every temptation, I'll give you a way out.
So
often we are sorely tempted to be discouraged. But when we fall into that, we can neither resist the wiles of the enemy, much less even pray. Friends, often in our lives, we will face pressures from different angles. We will experience things that you say, but how can it go on? There lies a power behind every turning away from darkness, from sin. There lies a string. That's how you receive it, when you turn your back on that darkness, and you resist and you overcome.
Kukhona amandla njalo akhona noma ngabe udabule bumnyameni kodwa kuyoba khona amandla obhekana nawo wathole uma ngabe umelana.
When God wants to bring power, strength into your life, he brings more pressure.
Uma uNkulunkulu efuna ukunikeza amandla empilweni yakho uzoletha ingcindezelo.
Humanly, we don't understand it. But when you experience it, you understand it. When things go difficult, when there are trials and temptations, when I'm pressed down, there is a force that Christ generates within us if we listen and bow to him. In some instances, equipment is used that makes friction. And you know that friction causes and produces power. So in our lives, God holds us back by testing ordeals of life. He holds us back and by the pressure of temptation and trial, by the things that seem against us. But these very things are furthering his cause in our life. You understand? You understand now why you have to go through pressures, trials, temptation, and hardship? It's not that it's against you, but God uses that in our life to purify us, to sanctify us, and make us go forward. That's why the Lord taught us that we must watch. In other words, we must look, behold, and learn. Make that your watchword. Make that part of your life. That when the Lord comes, watch. Listen to what he says. Watch. Listen. And then you pray about it.
And
now we start to understand why the Lord said certain things. The disciples at that moment, it was hidden from them. Last night, while I was to go to bath, suddenly something came to me. And I don't say tell you what it was, but suddenly it said, but Dietmar, Malume, why haven't you seen it in that way before?
When
somebody speaks to you, you look at the things before you.
But you don't
understand that you meet something totally different behind everything.
Be careful,
be careful. When somebody says something, don't jump and talk. We do that too quickly. Watch, listen to what is said, watch.
And
behind everything, now we start to understand
why
the Lord spoke to them like that.
In Luke 22, verse
28, the Lord says to his disciples,
"And
you are those who have remained throughout and persevered with me in my
trials."
The disciples were with him. They persevered with him. Maybe with their mistakes. But they persevered with the Lord. There where the Lord wanted them to be. Not on the outside. Then he says, "Simon, Simon," verse 31. "Listen, Satan has asked excessively that all of you be given into him, that he might sift all of you like grain."
And he
says here in the Amplified, he says, "All of you, you who are given to him," that's to Christ, "out of the power of God and keeping of God." That's where Satan asked the Lord, "That's what I want of to do with your disciples." It was like with Job. Satan came and said, "But God, just take that protection away. Just take these things away. You'll see how he reacts." Exactly.
And the devil says, "Just let them, just be away from them, that I can test them and you'll see what will come out."
And he said, "Simon, the devil asked to you to be sifted, all of you. He wants to sift you, to see where you stand."
Uthi Simon, uSatan ufuna ukuba anhlunge, akanivivinye, yabona ukuthi nimi kuphi.
But Job stood.
The
disciples stood except one who had sin in his life.
One
who wasn't prepared to bow, was prepared to go God's way, not his own brains.
And
he says, "But I've prayed for you, especially for you, Peter." Think of it. Think of it. Go look at the Lord. Maybe he says, "Dietmar, I pray especially for you." Think if God speaks those words to you, what shouldn't you feel in your heart?
But
I prayed especially for you, Peter, that your own faith will not fail. When you yourself have turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren.
And
Amos
9:9.
"For behold, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel amongst all nations, and cause it to move to and fro, as grain is sifted in a sieve."
And
you know, the old people had sieves even today. I remember my mother, when she had flour and she baked cakes, she put it in a sieve and she shook that sieve to and fro till the dirt was left behind.
athathe uflawa ufake sefeni alibe nyakazisa kuphume konke ukungcola.
And that's what the devil wanted to do.
Ilokho kusathana afuna ukwenza.
And he wanted to do, and Peter made a mistake.
Wayefuna
ukwenza. He disowned his own master.
Wayefuna ukwenza uPetro angena ephutheni wangamlalela
uphathi
wakhe.
He sought forgiveness from his master.
Kodwa wakhala enxusa intethelelo kwinkosi yakhe.
No wonder the Lord had to pray for him.
Akumangazi ukuthi uJesu amkhuleke.
He knows you. That's why maybe he prays for you more often than what you think. And yet shall not the least kernel fall upon the earth and be lost. You hear that? The Lord specializes in the least kernel. And those that are least, that are nothing. That's his speciality.
Uyakuzwa lokhu uJesu ubheka yona leyo mbewu encanyana lenganakekile yona ibheka kakhulu.
In God's kingdom, the least and the lowest are held in high esteem.
Embusweni kaNkuluNkulu laba abancinyana abaphansi ibona abaphakamiswayo.
That's why the Lord just chose fishermen, people that were not to say nothing, and he made something out of them.
Ingakho uJesu akhetha nje abantu abedoba inhlanzi abantu ababebukelwa phansi wabathatha wabenza utho.
And the disciples were sifted.
Abafundi bahlungu.
And the Lord said, Peter, I know you. I know who you are. I know what character you've got. But then I pray for you, Peter. I pray for you that you will not fail your faith.
UJesu uthi Petru ngiyakwazi ngiyasazi isimo sakho ukuthi umuntu onjani kodwa ngikukhulekela ukuba ungalahlekelwa ukholwa kwakho.
We always grasp what goes along in the heavenly realms when the Lord looks at your life and he says, oh, James, Quibus, whoever you are, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you like I prayed for Peter.
Asuqondo kwenzakalayo phezulu emkhathini la uJesu ebuka phansi ekhuleke ethi sibanibani ngiyakukhulekela njengoba ngakhulekela uPetru.
The Bible says even the Holy Spirit pleads our case. He utters prayers that we can't even imagine.
IBhayibheli lithi uMoya Ngcwele uyasinusela uyasikhulekela imkhuleko esingeke siqonde nokuyiqonda.
That's why when the Lord went to Gethsemane, and that one of his greatest times of agony, that's why he took Peter along, because he knew what Peter would become and what Peter would end up with.
Igakho uJesu lapho eGetsemane eso season olukhulu esesikhathini esinzima wamthatha uPetru ahamba naye ngoba ubeqonda ukuthi uPetru uzobhekana nani.
And you know what? Doesn't that say something to us? That even in our greatest need, in our greatest trials, whatever it may be, whatever way we maybe be bombarded.
Lokho akukhulumini okuthize impilweni zethu ukuthi noma ngabe sibhekene nani noma yini esinda esiphindezelayo.
Even when that evil day comes and you are shot at with so many arrows, even in your own mind, the Lord prays that you might overcome and that you might stand.
Noma ngabe kufika usuku lokubi, ushaye imcibisholo ngapha nangapha, kodwa uJesu kunxusela ukuba ukwazi ukuma.
There's a power. There's a spiritual power that comes forth from our Lord, especially when he rose from the dead.
Kukhona amandla okomoya asuka kuJesu, amandla atholakala kakhulukazi ngokuvuka kwakhe wabafileyo.
Today, darkness has covered the world again. We heard it last night.
Namhlanje ubumnyama buvala umhlaba wonke futhi sizwile izolo.
The other point that I heard also last night, that Jesus was counted amongst the transgressors.
Ukuthi uJesu wabalwa nezoni.
And men of God are also treated like that. That's why we don't marvel when they are blamed and said things, because Christ himself was treated like that.
Namadoda kaNkuluNkulu nawo aphathwa kanjalo namhlanje. Ingakho singamangali makhulunywa izinto ngawo ngoba noKristu wenziwa njalo.
Think of it. He was counted amongst the transgressors, the holy lamb of God who had no sin, but they had the guts to talk like that.
Awucabangisise wabalwa kanye nezoni indoda kaNkuluNkulu engcwele engenasono kodwa bayiphatha kanjalo.
Is that why maybe when the Lord works? And the Lord is at work, not the way you think that you see. You say, oh, but those are transgressors. They think they'll run the show, whatever it is. They treated the Lord the same way.
Mhlambe ngabe kunjalo yini na uJesu esebenza khona. Kube khona ababuka nje ngazuthi awukwabantu abayizona babi. NoJesu bamphatha ngaleyo ndlela.
Think of it.
He
was counted as a transgressor. He was nailed to the cross because he wasn't a good man. That's evil. And that's the evil heart of man. Well, when they told me I have to preach 1 hour, I said, no, you guys are making a mistake. 1 hour is too short. But now that I'm finished and the hour isn't finished.
But
you know, through all this ordeal, the Lord was teaching his disciples.
He
said to them, you'll meet things. You won't understand. But when everything was past, the Lord, the Holy Spirit started revealing, opening their eyes, their spiritual eyes, the eyes of truth.
And
said, hey, you know, whatever we experience, maybe it's my time where the Lord says, now you show me where you stand. Even if you are sifted, show me where you stand, what you can do by his grace.
My God, ababona, kube ngathi uJesu uthi konke lokho ubungena khona la usuhlungeke khona, ngikhombiseke manje uthi umi kuphi.
What has your reaction been in the past?
When is cutting
maybe you thrown in the towel.
Some
you say, oh, that's so difficult. I thought it's easier. I never thought I'll have to grapple with things in my life like this. Peter, the devil asked that you should be sifted, but I pray that you stand. And in overcoming, strength will grow in your life.
Petru Satan unfuni lukuba anshunge, kwa ngukmuse lukuba ume, tola manje mpilweni yako.
So when you go further into this year, when we see the darkness that has filled and the fear that has filled this planet, may you and I ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to say to me?
In
Israel, they always had the Passover feast this time. So this morning, I sent some messages to my friends. Wishing them a blessed Easter, blessed Passover. But you know, I think it's the first time in their life that they couldn't get together as families like that. Maybe through history, since the coming of Christ, never have they experienced that they can't come. They have to be behind locked doors. Maybe the Lord has put you behind locked doors to wake up when he speaks to you and to listen when he wakes you from your sleep. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, these are words spoken. Breathe life into them. Work in our hearts. Please, Lord. May this time be a time of grace. Where we can hear your voice. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.